That's Hashem Yisbach. We begin Perek Achad Asa, the 11th chapter in the Rambam, Silchas Pesul Mekdashim, the laws of invalidations relates to the holy things in the Seva Avoida, which continuing the theme really in the beginning of these halachas regarding those who are invalid, which we spoke about animal karbanos, we spoke about bird karbanos. Now we go on to the other category, that of menachas, of flower offerings, as it relates to someone who invalid or other invalidation as it relates to that, where in halacha after Rambam begins regarding the avoid of kemitza, which essentially the first thing like we do with zavachim, which is start off with the shechita, so too the kemitza is essentially that avoida of the separation, which is to retrieve the item, which is like the dam, which is to get the kemitza, which is also burnt in the mizbeach. Halacha alf, so kol menachas, all flower offerings, chekamatzan echad min absulim la'avoida, that the kemitza, the taking of the fistful, which is what's burnt in the mizbeach, was done by someone who is invalid to do this service, so then those flower offerings are invalid. And v'chinim likara levayna. So to let's say he gathered the frankincense, which is also part of the avodah of the menachas, pasul is invalidated. Afishlei kometz, even though he didn't take the fistful of the flower offering. Halacha base. Kometz akasha benasna pasul. Let's say the kemitza was done by someone that is valid to do the avodah, but he gave it to someone who is invalid. Or kometz bemino. Let's say he did the kemitza with his right hand, benasla smayla, which he put into his left hand, which is invalid to do the avodah. Va'akach nesan lekelin, and it was put into the vessel. Or kometz mekli chaydish. Or let's say the fistful was taken from a holy vessel, but benasla kli chaydish was put into, which is where the kemitza is supposed to be sanctified, put into a mundane vessel. Again, pasul, these all invalidated because it has to be directed and done the avodah through someone that's kosher. So even if the kemitza was done, but then the next step was done to a pasul, that's going to invalidate it. Halacha Gimel continues on these invalidations relating to kemitza. Kamatz, let's say he does the fistful, in the fistful of the flower offering, there's a pebble, a gargar melech, or a cluster of salt, a karet levayno, or a granule of frankincense. So apostle, that invalidates because the kemitza is chaser, is lacking the space of whatever the pebble or the granule or whatever it is that's taking up space, and therefore invalidating the measurement of the kemitza. Halacha Dal, so to Kamatz, let's say the kemitza was done atru bachutz, while he was still out of the Azara. And then Menachnas Levim comes into the Azara, so that wasn't valid, because it has to be done in the Azara. So Yan Sabi Yikmat Befnim B'Kashra, so then you go ahead and do Kemitza again in the Azara, and then it's going to be valid. Halacha Hei, meaning unlike Shechit, which obviously you cannot do again, the Kemitza you can do again. Halacha Hei, in the Spazar HaKlemetz Al-Gabe Ritzba, let's say the fistful scattered on the ground of the Azara. So Yan Sabi Yikmat, you go back and you gather it together, and we're talking about where it scattered after it was already sanctified in a service vessel, because it has to first go, like the blood of the animal has to go into the vessel. Once it spills out, you could gather it. Halacha Vav. Let's say the flower offering was not in a service vessel. So let's say the fistful was not in the service vessel. So let's say it was brought up on top of mizbech, not in a service vessel. Or let's say the oil that's supposed to be mixed into it was done out of the azara. So psula, these are all invalid. Until the mixing of the oil is inside the azara. And so through these cases, it has to be that the service is done with a kli sharetz. It's not vessel if it was without a kli sharetz. Halacha Zayin continues regarding next of the services of the mincham, if it's done with someone who is pasul. Continue with that of yitzika, of the pouring of the oil. And then in related halachas regarding the oil as it relates to menachas. Kala menachas, all the flower offerings. Shiyotzik alein Hashem, and that if the oil was poured onto the flower offering, pasul avoida, someone who was invalid to the avoida. Kukin Nazar, let's say the foreigner, the non-kohen, or similar types of individuals. Oy Shabalon, let's say the mixing of the oil, psasin, or the crumbling of the flower offering, or melachan, or the salting, was done by someone that's pasul avoida. Kherish, those are valid, even though it was done by a zar. Let's say higishan or hinifan, there are certain menachas that you have to, hagosh, to bring it to the corner of the mezbeach, or hinifan, or the waving that you do with it. So, if that was done by a pasul, chayzar kain, a magash amein, the kain, a kosher kain, goes and he does the hagasha or he does the tenufa. Now, vim lo higish lo hinifa kain, let's say the kain did not do the hagasha or the tenufa, kshair is going to be valid. Kshenevah, the pasul says, v'yikr v'avil b'nei Aaron v'komatz, that you'll bring it to the sons of Aaron and they'll do the festival, which teaches us, o mekmitza v'elech mitzikuna, what's integral is, from the festival onward, has to be done by the kahanim. But that limit that teaches regarding the processes that are done before the kemitza, al yitzika, the pouring of the oil, of alila, the mixing of oil, shek shebazar, that is valid to be done by a zar, and therefore it's not going to invalidate the mincha. Halacha Ches continues regarding invalidations that come up relating to oil of the mincha is mincha shenafla teicha shemen mincha acheres. Let's say you have a flower offering that it fell into an oil from a different flower offering, a shemen chul and kosher or some other unconsecrated oils, so nifsal, that invalidates it because, again, it's taking up from measurements, it's mixing in something else that's not part of this mincha. Let's say chisr shamna, let's say you're missing the oil that's supposed to be had in the mincha, so that's also invalid. You can't have more or less. Chisul Levanasa, let's say missing from the frankincense, which you're supposed to have a fistful, Ksheri, it's going to be valid. But Vahusha, you allow Shnei Korti Levan as long as two granules of frankincense. Avakarecha, but if it only has one, so it's going to be invalid. Shnei Korti says in the Pasuk, Al Kol Levanasa, on all its frankincense in the plural, telling you you have to have at least two granules. Halacha test. Let's say ribashamna. Let's say they increase the oil that's supposed to have, which the mitzvah is, you're supposed to have one log of oil for every isara in a flour. Let's say you put in more oil than that, or levinasa, or more frankincense you're supposed to have. So achnei lugin l'chol isaron, up until two lugin for every isaron, you're only supposed to have one, but up until double, or shnei kamatzi levin l'chol mincha, and double of the frankincense where you put two fistfuls for every mincha, up until double ksheret can be valid. But shnei lugin or shnei kamatzi, now yosal zeh, but let's say you put in two lugin of oil, or two kamatzi in the frankincense, or anything more than that, psula, that's going to be invalid. Halacha Yud continues regarding those melachas that are not supposed to have oil at all, mechas chayte, the sinner's offering of the flour offering, where the pasuk explicitly tells you don't put on shemen and don't put on labayna. Shenosn lo shemen, let's say oil was put on it, oil akamitshala, or on its fistful, the kmitza, nifsla, it's invalidated. Nosn lo labayna, now if you put on frankincense, so that you could fix, your katana, just gather it together and take it off. But let's say hoist shchuka, let's say the frankincense was grinded, so you can't gather it, but it's not really mixed into the silas as oil is, hariz absul mesafik, so that's invalid out of doubt. Because Shari'ef Shalakit, you can't technically gather it together, but it's not mixed in, so that's a question of doubt if that's invalidation in the mincha or not. Halach Yidalf, let's say Nosin Shemen al Shiareha, let's say you put an oil on the remnants of that sinner's flower offering. Achashah comments after the fistful was already taken off. So Eina Leika, the individual doesn't get lashes for the violation of Lo Yosam al Shemen. But Leif Soleh is not invalidated Shari'ef Kremitz Kosher, because the fistful is already kosher, and the Isser does not, that lashes did not apply to that of the Shirayim. Halach Yidbeis, let's say nasnu mashu shemen. Let's say a little bit of oil. Let's say of chulin or some other mincha, because obviously the mincha chedi doesn't have its own oil. Let's say put a little bit of oil agabe kezayis min a mincha on an olive size of the flour offering. So psalam isafik. So that invalidates it out of doubt because it wasn't on the whole mincha, but it was on at least a kezayis size of it. Al nasna shemen al pachas mekezayis. Let's put the oil on less than olive size of the mincha. Leif sola is not invalidated because it says lo yosim aleha. And aleha is sounds like a significant amount of the mincha. It's got to be at least a kezayis size of it. Now, ve'ina paisa levayna. Now, the frankincense does not invalidate. Achiyitin kezayis levayna. Until you actually place not just a mashu, like we said by the oil, but it has to be an olive size of frankincense. Because by frankincense is lo yitin. Now, nesina is something of significance of a kezayis. Whereas by shemen it says lo yasim, which would even be a minute amount. Now, aloch yud gimel. A full nesina levayna al koshum in mincha here. This is where it's like inverse, but the frankincense, even though it's put even on just a little bit of the mincha, yeah, you have to have a kezayis, but let's say it was less than a kezayis of the mincha, it just hit a little bit of the flour offering, they're actually pasal. They actually would invalidate. And the reason for that is because by Levine it says another time aleha, which sounds like definitely significance. But that's called a riba haribu, which actually the Kalal tells us lamayit. So it's actually going to invalidate even if it went on just a little bit of it, achilakit, until you go ahead and you gather it off. Halach yadald. Now, Gibla b'mayim, let's say this sinner's flour offering, you kneaded it, you made it into dough b'mayim with water, but come at it and you took a fistful, share it's going to be valid. Why? Because le'nem chadev, it doesn't tell us it has to be dry, ilm is shemen, meaning that you shouldn't have oil like a regular flour offering has. But the fact that you made it moist by having water, that's not a problem. It only means dry from the oil. Look at this above continues regarding the psul, someone invalid or other invalidations doing the avodah, specifically regarding the kmitza, which then we continue the whole discussion regarding the halacha of the kmitza, of the fistful of the flour offering. So, mincha shekamatza pamayim. Regarding a flour offering, that the kmitza was done twice. You took a fistful of the flour two times. Share, this can be valid. The full palm rabbis, even if you do it many times. But the hushiyaktik says, babasechas, as long as you're sacrificing an olive size of the flour offering on the mizbeach at one time, at least an olive at one time, an olive size. The reason for that is because you can't do a burning ceremony less than a kezayis. So I don't care how much you do and you burn, but as long as it's as a kezayis at a time. Halacha tazayin, he could have come as b'loy melech. Let's say you burnt the fistful without salting it first. Psula, that's invalid. Melech ma'akiv b'mincha, because the salt is, it withholds the validity by a flour offering. K'mesh b'anu, like we explain in Hilchas Ma'aseh Karbanos Perkei Halacha Yud Beis. Now, mincha shechaser k'ibn kemitza, if you have a flour offering that it has been deficient before you took off the kemitza, so you have a mitech base of your malenah. So if you didn't do the kemitza yet, nothing was really done yet, so bring more flour from your house and fill up the quota. And the reason is shakamitza heakivas, because it's during the time of the kamitza that it has to be complete. That establishes its status. It's not when you put it in before the kamitza in the service vessel, so you could still fix it, and there's no problems unless the kamitza was done yet. Halacha yedzayin. Let's say someone donated a fistful of frankincense on its own. He wants to bring that as its own nedava for on the mizbech. Some chaser kosher, but it's missing a bit of minute amount, less than the kamitza. So apostle, let's him out. And the chen shnei bezich levayin shem alechem. So too, the two spoonfuls of frankincense that come with the lechem upon them. Im chaser echemem kosher. If one of the two spoonfuls are missing even a little bit, soon let's him out. At shi shnei kamotzim mitzil batzav until it has two of the kamitzas of the fistfuls from the beginning till the end. If it's missing, it's invalid. Now, Halacha Yedches continues on this theme that we spoke about, that the halacha is with a mincha, you're supposed to have one kmitza of levaina. So now, in this halacha, says Ram, hifr shnei kmitza mechachas. Let's say someone separated two festivals of one flower offering, which is only supposed to have one. Now, subsequently, one of them was lost. So it depends when it was, if it's going to be kasher apostle, as Ram explains. Koid mi kmitza, if it was lost before the kmitza of the mincha was ever done, shlei hukba. So the relationship of that extra kmitza of the levaina was never established because it was lost before you ever did the kmitza. And like we said in the prior halacha, it's when the kmitza is done that establishes, not the separation of, not the designation. So since it was only one kmitza, it's going to be valid. But let's say it was lost la'achar kmitza after the festival was already done, hukba has already been established as a relationship of an extra kmitza of frankincense. Upsul and zinvalm, they should be levaina, because you increase the amount of levaina of what it's supposed to be. Same thing as, let's say, you separated four fistfuls of frankincense to the two spoonfuls of frankincense that you're supposed to have for the lechem upon them, which you're only supposed to have two. Now, for abdushnaimim, two of them were subsequently lost. So it depends. If it's before the spoons were removed from the table, which is establishes it, lahok producer wasn't established, it was lost before, kshemis can be valid. Because you only had the two that you're supposed to have. And if it was after the removal of the spoons, hukbu pesulim, so it's already been established, and it's invalid because of the increase of the frankincense of more than what the two that's supposed to be, because there was four, because it was there at the time of the silka bezichim. Halacha yates. Kaimetz mincha shenitma behiktire. Regarding the kmitza of the mincha, which became tamei, this the fistful of the flower, going back to the kmitza of the mincha, became tame and was sacrificed. Hatzitz meratza, the plate that was worn on the forehead by the kohen gadol, it appeases for that, because although something tame is not supposed to be brought in the base of mikdash, Kishnem, it says in the pasuk, "Nasa Aaron," that Aaron will carry the sin of tumah of the kachim. But let's say yotza hakemitz chutz lazar. But let's say the fistful had a different invalidation, went out of the azar, and then mechnis was brought back in, mikti was sacrificed. In hatzitz meratza, the tzitz will not appease for that shatzitz meratza ala tumah, because it only appeases for the halachas of tumah. Vein meratza ala yitzah does not appease for the halachas of being out of its perimeter. Halacha chav. Kamatzis amincha. Let's say they did the fistful of flower offering. V'achkech nitmu shiyareh hakulin. And then subsequently, all of the remnants of the flower offering all became tame. Or this is where they got burnt. Or yatzah chutz azar. Or they went out of the azar. Or they got lost. Essentially, basically, you can't eat those shirayim anymore. So you're not supposed to burn the fistful because it's supposed to be there to, as a matter, to permit the leftovers, but there's no more leftovers to be eaten. Now, v'mhikter, but if one did burn the kamitza hurtza, it will appease, it will accept, it will be an acceptable carbon, because ultimately you did that kamitza. Now, nishma atman nishadam bekashrus, and let's say there was a little bit of the remnants of the flour offering that was left over in its valid state. So then yakta comes, then you could burn the kamitza. We do let you initially. But still, those remnants are left over, which are only a little bit, are going to be forbidden to be eaten. The reason for that is because the pasuk says, which teaches only the neseres, but not neseres min neseres. So if the leftovers, the shirayim itself, only this leftovers from the shirayim, that's not included in the heter of achila. Halacha chav alef. Continuing with the halacha of the kemitza. Let's say there was a partition on the bottom, but kli in the vessel shesh beisorin shel mincha, where you have the sorin of the mincha, which is how much you're starting off with. So ab bishum or milmal, although it's mixed and it's intermingled on the top of the vessel because the partition is only on the bottom, lo yikmitz, you should not do a kmitza from that vessel. Vim kamatzi bidir a kmitza psul, it's going to be invalid because it's not one isorin because it's separated with the partition. Now halacha chabeis hoya kli chaluk b'mechitza milmal. Let's say the vessel actually was divided in the partition on the top, but a ma'ur malmat is actually mixed on the bottom, then koimiz men, that is considered together, and therefore you could do kmitza from such a vessel. Halacha chav gimel, let's say chalaki yisarim b'kli echad. Let's say you divided this one yisarim, which is what the mincha starts off with that amount of flour, in one vessel, you separated, And the inchalakum negin zebazan, the different parts are not touching each other. But the im beine mechitza, unlike the previous case, no partition between them. There is a suffix im mitzaref hakli lekmitza einim mitzaref. That's a doubt if the vessel will combine them or not. Initially, one should not do kmitza in that state. If it did, lo yakti, shouldn't burn it. But if it did burn it, as an old sveik, as hurtz, is going to be acceptable. But one should not go ahead and eat the shirayim, where it's not clear exactly where that source of that halacha is from. Halacha of doubt. Kamatz, let's say the kohen took the fistful. Then he put it on top of the shulchan where it doesn't belong over there, but he put it on the shulchan, opposite the height of the orders of the showbreads. So kitshe hashulchan, I mean, just like the airspace of the shulchan sanctifies the lechem upon him, so to sanctifies the kmitza in that height, which is up till 15 tvachim, but lihipasl only sanctifies it to become invalidated with, let's say, with lino or with yoytze, which only become invalidated once it was sanctified in the service vessel. But it's not going to sanctify to be able to be sacrificed now on the mezbech. And the inner kodiv, and it's not going to be able to be sacrificed, actually skadish b'klishos or the comments until it's sanctified in the service vessel, which is fit for the kmitza, not on the shulchan, which is not where it's supposed to be put. Halacha chafei, continue on how we sanctify what's called kiddush kli, the kmitza has to first be sanctified itself, then brought to the top mizbech. Let's say hidbeka klimitz, let's say you attached the fistful of the flour, l'doifin ha-kli, to the wall of the vessel, b'kametz, and that's where you took it off from after you sanctified it. Oh, or a different case, which these are all situations of doubt, because you didn't just put it in the vessel, you put it on the wall of the vessel. Let's say you turn the vessel upside down over the hand, and that's how you took out the vessel from the vessel, where a pivlamata, but the opening of the vessel is facing downward. You didn't take it out, you rather like just flipped open the vessel and now it comes back into your hand. Lo yakter, that should not be burnt. The mikter, again, because of the doubt, hurtzer will be acceptable. Halacha chavav. So if you have this, again, the sarin of flour, which is what you start the mincha off with, if it was divided. Now, the oved echad mechalakov, and one of its parts got lost. And again, you have to have a fully sarin to do the kmitza from. Okay, so half of the sarin got lost, so he separated another half to take its place. Then the lost half was found. And now we have all these three parts in one vessel. Now, the case that we're about to say is necessary. They're not touching each other. Now, in general, a klisharis does combine what's inside of it, at least regarding to the laws of tumah, which is a stringency regarding kachim, even if they're not touching each other. Now, but that's when they're part of the same mincha. So therefore, nitmazesh of it, let's say the one that was lost, which was subsequently found, was the one that became tummy. Hadehu mitstarif im chelik rishain. So that combines with the first half that was always there, and benifsul becomes invalidated with it. And the reason for that is because before this one was lost, it was all part of the same mincha. So if the one that was lost and subsequently found that one becomes tamei, it's considered combined with the original half of that it was with. Now, v'zesh shehifrish ain't a mitzvah, but the one that was separated to take its place doesn't combine with it because those two are never ever part of the same combination, and therefore the vessel doesn't combine them. Eliyashonlab, rather, you just supplement for that one that was separated subsequently to supplement another half that you'll have a fully sar. Now, let's say nitmaham mufrish, let's say the one that was separated to take its place, that one that became tamei. So then mufrish tradition with starfin vinifslu. So you have the original one and the one that was there to take its place, they combine because that was there to take the place of the one that was lost to combine with the original one. But the one that was found, however, does not combine with it because they had never had any relationship. Let's say the original one, which was always there and is still there, and was always supposed to be the other half. If that one became tamei, so then the lost one and the one that was separate to take its place are both combining because they all had a relationship with that original one, whether from before or whether from after, and therefore they all combined to become tamei too in the tziru for the kli of the kli shars. Same thing applies to the taking the fistful. Let's say kametz bin hanimtza. So again, you only take from a nisar. Now we actually have a nisar and a half over here because you have an extra half over here. So let's say he took the kmitza from that which was found, was lost and found. So shiyot of its leftovers from that half, imachelik karishin, with the first half, which it's the kmitza of the found one is also making it, because it's part of the sarin, into shirayim. So the nechal, those are shirayim that can be eaten. But the one that was separated, which now is not part of the mincha, is not eaten. Comments min amufrish, let's say the kmitza was taken from the separated part, the new one. So shiyarav nechalin, so its leftovers are eaten, and also of the first half, but the found one, which is not part of it, is not eaten. Let's say it's minarisha, let's say he takes the festival from the original one, which was always there and is still there, then shneyin in nechalin. So both the lost one and this the new one are not eaten from, but the leftovers of the first one are eaten. And the reason for that is Levisha's name is Shiyam Nirsim, because the two of them are essentially the extra Shirayim. Sharei Heim Isarim Shalom, because the two of them together are actually a full Isarim. And they're like comparable to a mincha that you didn't do a kmitza on them, because you could say either one's the extra one, shesur, which is forbidden. Now the question of karav akametz is, how could you even sacrifice this fistful by the fun of isar and the mechz? He's taking from isar and the half. It's not true. Because the fistful is dependent on the consciousness and the intent of the kain. Over isha akametz, and when he's doing the kmitza, in daite alel isar lebad, his intention is only on one isar. But the chalakim in the neigim zeb is not touching each other, so he could decide that it's going to be only on one half and not on both extra halves, and therefore it's considered from one Nisarim, but again, those other ones, you cannot eat their Shirayim. Halacha Chavches. Koimetz Mincha. The fistful of a flower offering. Shenis Orev B'Koimetz Mincha Acheres. That, continue on to a new category, where if it got mixed into the kmitz of another Mincha. Okay, Makdash Neim Ka'achas, both of them are anyways going to the Tzat Mizbeach. You sacrifice both those kmitzas as one, then shares the valid. And the same thing would apply in this arba kmitz with minchas kanim. Let's say the kmitza gets mixed into the mincha of a kain, or the minchas nesachim, or a flower libation, or the chavita kain gadol, or the chavita kain gadol brings every single day. Hadel shares the whole mixture is going to be valid. The yakter kol keecha, and you just burn it all at once. Shakol ishim, because anyways they're all going to the fires, and whatever it's supposed to work for, it's going to work for. Halachav test. Now let's say shtei menaches. Let's say the two flower offerings, shloi niklin tzu, which none of them had the kmitza taken off yet. They got mixed one with the other. So im yachal likmitz mezubifnei atzma mezubifnei atzma. If you could go ahead and take a kmitza from each one on its own, then you're not going to mix in the kmitza of a flower offering of the other mincha with it. So in share, it's going to be valid because each one's going to have its own kmitza taken off. But if let's say so mixed together that if you're going to try to take a kmitza of one, it's going to have some of the other one with it. So psul is going to be invalid because obviously it has to have only from its isar and not from something else. Let's say a different case. The kmitza of one got mixed with a mincha that didn't have its kmitza taken off it. So the halacha is lo yakter. You're not allowed to burn that kmitza because you're not allowed to burn a mincha that didn't have a kmitza taken over there, and that's mixed with that. Now, ve'im hikdrakol, let's say he did burn it all. So zusha nikmitza al slabam. So ultimately, the one that had the kmitza taken off will work for the owner, although you weren't supposed to because you burned something that wasn't supposed to be, but ultimately the kmitza was burned. But zusha le nikmitza al slabam, the one that didn't have the kmitza taken off, that's not going to work for the owner, even though everything is burned, but you have to do kmitza and no kmitza was ever taken off. Halacha laman aleph, nisarv kumtza b'shiyurdeha. Let's say the kmitza got mixed in with its own remnants. Oishens or b'shiyurdeha, or let's say his leftovers got mixed b'shiyur chaverta with his friend's leftovers, which actually... Now, those who say that this is a scribal error, where it should actually say, if let's say his kmitza, not his shirayim, his kmitza got mixed with the another person's shirayim. So in these two cases, it's essentially his kmitza getting mixed in either with his own shirayim or another mincha shirayim. Layakter, you shouldn't burn it, because you're not supposed to burn the shirayim. Vim hikter, also, if you did, it's going to fulfill the owner's obligation, because ultimately the kmitza was burned. Now, why didn't you say the Shirayim actually nullifies the Kemitza and actually it should not be even valid for the Kemitza at all? The reason is because just like Kemitzas don't nullify each other, as we said previously on Lachach Chavchas, so too the Shirayim are not mevatel the Kemitza, and therefore ultimately you did bring the Kemitza, and therefore it fulfills the owner's obligation.